Massachusetts has the highest rate of health insurance coverage in the country. The goal of one state agency is to keep it that way in 2019 as health care requirements on the federal level continue to change. The Massachusetts Health Connector has undertaken a three-week statewide tour to promote the start of open enrollment on November 1st. Through a social media campaign and in-person outreach by Health Exchange staffers, the goal is to remind everyone that Massachusetts still has an individual mandate, according to Health Connector spokesman Jason Lefferts.
The federal penalties are going away, but the state mandate remains in place. It always has since 2006. So if you're a Massachusetts resident and you don't have health insurance, you could be facing a tax penalty.
The Health Connector will offer 57 insurance plans from 9 carriers. Premiums have gone up by an average of 5%. Last year, there were double-digit rate increases after federal subsidy payments were cut.
If you're buying on the open market, you certainly should be shopping. You may be able to find something a little bit better. And I think particularly for people who are in our silver unsubsidized silver plans that saw that big increase last year, we have new plans this year. They're called low gold plans. They have a little bit richer benefits. And in some cases, the cost is actually less than the silver plan they're in already.
This year, 97% of Massachusetts adults have health insurance, but in Springfield and Holyoke, between 5% and 7% of people are uninsured, according to Lefferts.
We every year take a look at the available data to try to figure out who generally is uninsured in the state. And when we did it this year, we kind of came to the same conclusion we have in the past. It's young men, particularly Latinos. Single.
To reach out to the uninsured, a recent stop on the Health Connector's open enrollment promotional tour included the Old San Juan Bakery, Puerto Rico convenience store, and a couple of small specialty shops in a plaza in Springfield's predominantly Latino North End neighborhood. Outreach workers put up signs in English, Spanish, and Vietnamese in store windows and chatted with the local business owners. Rosario Uribe, who along with her husband owns R&S Family Fashion, a clothing store that caters to young adults, said she's happy to help spread the word about health insurance to her customers.
Yes, they need that to reach to help them because people sometimes they forget, and when they go to the office, they don't have Spanish people. So they come like they don't know what to do. So they look for somebody who can help them. But they need this. This is very important what you're doing. Right now.
Democratic State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield applauded the outreach effort.
You can raise all the money, you can spend all the money, but if you don't have the on the grounds connecting with the community, the churches, and the businesses, it's not going to be effective, it's particularly in the Latino community.
The Health Connector has contracted with local organizations to provide so-called navigators to help people make decisions about buying health insurance and completing an online application. In Springfield, the local organization is Caring Health Center. The open enrollment period in Massachusetts is from November 1st to January 23rd, 2019. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.